Good morning. I want to thank all of you who shared our Jumpstart on Friday, and that was a bunch of you. So thank you so much for those of you who click share while we're sitting here and talking. As you'll see, there's a little thing that scrolls along the bottom that reminds you to. So just click share and your friends and family can connect with us and know what's going on. If you find something particularly inspiring by something that we share on a daily basis or on a particular day, just click share and let your friends and family know. And this is how we build our community. Here we go. You're all right. Let's see if I can hold you like this so I can use my right hand. I want to read what everybody's saying. I'm kind of far from the microphone. Here we go, Ted. All right. Daniel Burns said happy Monday, as I said, and he is in from sunny western Michigan. Lynn Ballone is here. She is in Apopka, Florida. And we looked at her home the other day while we were doing our meditation. We were basically with her in her home. Tammy Duryea just sent us some pictures. We're going to be using those as our meditation background as well. Jerome Johnson, there's my bud, says, good morning, family. Congratulations, Jerome. Glad you are here. Good morning from Vancouver, Washington. I love Vancouver, Washington. It's one of the most beautiful places. I used to live in Seattle. Cindy Cahill Benson, who, let's see, am I not mistaken? I know Trish Parr hit 21 days. I want to say Cindy hit it or you're on day 20. Will you let me know in the complaint-free challenge? There's Michael Nagy. How's it feel, Mike, to be retired now? Mike's completely retired as of Friday, so congratulations to that. Gail Labadia is here. Good morning, Monday vibes. All right. Glad everybody's here. Hope you had a great weekend. And looking forward to being with you all this week as we continue to jumpstart various things and discuss various things that are going on. Hola, says Jeanette Cordoza, who is also one of my top fans. Thank you very much for that. I don't say that to award you any sort of significance. Facebook does that. Notice there it says top fan. So, and there is Teddy. But let's let Teddy say goodbye so he can go get in his bed. How do we get you to face forward, bud? There we go. There's Teddy. For those of you who see him here only, he seems so laid back. This is not a laid back dog. This is the most high energy dog I have ever had. So right now he's going to go get in his bed, though, because he's had his breakfast and everything. Trish Parr, who is also a top fan. Everybody, congratulate Trish Parr. Trish Parr has gone 21 consecutive days in a row without complaining. Trish is part of our Complaint-Free Life Group. Complaint-Free Life Group is for people who are serious about the Complaint-Free Challenge and who want to get together and support one another. We have a private Facebook group. There's 10 videos, there's 10 audios, there's a workbook. And one of the things that a lot of people said has really helped them, those of people who you see completing the 21-day complaint-free challenge, that means no complaining in 21 days. And as you can see, Cindy Cahill Benson has also hit it. Completed day 21 as of today. Daniel Rizzi has done it twice, I think. So if you really want to learn more about the Complaint-Free Life program, go to complaintfreelife.com. I'll put it in the notes down here when we're done to make sure that you're able to connect with it and to see what's going on. So let's go back to our music and to our jump starts. Everybody, congratulate Trish and Cindy. Have you gone 21 days in a row without complaining? It is not an easy thing to do. I know that Trish has been posting every single day for months. And I remember when she affirmed the day she was going to make it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, good morning, Will. I'm back to work now, so I don't always get to be there as much. Miss you guys. Therese, we miss you as well. Congratulations that you're back at work. Please be safe. And always remember, you can watch this later on during the day. These will always be in your news feed, so you don't have to miss them. And with everybody going back to work, we may look at changing the time for our complaint-free meditation time. So we'll probably discuss that this morning. Speaking of which, I want to show you this. I had this idea the other day, because as you can see, we use a consistent background here in the Jumpstart, because I want you to be able to recognize it as you're going through your news feed. But I've asked the people who are part of the Complaint-Free Meditation Program to send me what their morning looks like, and then we end up using their morning image as our background. And so this morning, we are going to be at Liz Schmidt's house. Let me take me out of this real quick so you can see more of what it's going to look like. There we go. So this is Liz Schmidt's view, and you can hear the music. And this is what we will be meditating with this morning. So check out Complaint Free Meditation if you haven't yet. Join us live. The responses we're getting for this are just off the charts. Way, way more positive than anything I've ever done before. And that is so cool. All right. Thank you, Cynthia, says Cindy. And Cynthia says, stay well and safe. Safe and well, Therese. Absolutely. All right, well, let's talk about our jumpstart for the day and what we're going to be jumpstarting. I'm calling this Jumpstart Clouds. For many years, I was a church minister, as many of you know. The complaint-free movement began in, Nick says, good morning. It's difficult not to complain in today's climate. Same here, back to work. So beautiful, Liz. Cozy seating area, says Lisa Bartels. Yeah, and I want to address Nick's comment. It is hard not to complain right now. This is the craziest thing, this craziest time of my entire life. However, I do believe, and as I posted in this group this weekend, I do believe that we are in the process of transition and that oftentimes it takes very, very difficult experiences. Most movements are begun by martyrs. Some would argue that if St. Stephen would have never been killed, we would not have Christianity today. So we honor George Floyd. We honor all of the people who have lost their lives. And we hope that we see a change such that there never has to be this strife and this fear and this anger. Speaking of which, let's talk about this. Back when I was a church minister, and for many, many years, I spoke on Sundays at various churches. I traveled. I was an itinerant preacher there for several years because churches didn't have ministers but couldn't afford a full-time one. So I would travel and speak at various churches on Sundays. And that's what has, I feel, given me the skill to speak to professionally as a professional speaker. One of the things, though, as technology began to take off, we started using a screen in the church to put images up on the screen, just like we do here for our backgrounds, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a company that is like Getty Images, et cetera, but this is called Big Stock, and I use a company called Big Stock. Now, I remember one day trying to find an image for us to use for meditation. Just like we use a background for meditation, I want something that sort of creates a feeling when we start to meditate. And so I went to Big Stock and I would look up God. I would just put in the word God. And Big Stock would almost always reply with a variation on the same image, probably very much like the image you're seeing right now. And that is sunlight breaking through clouds. It's so funny. We used to do Sunday bulletins, you know, in church. A lot of churches don't do that anymore. We got out of doing it back when I was the minister of the church. But we would purchase our bulletins from a company that made them. And I remember looking through the catalog of bulletins, and so many of them had that same image of sunlight breaking through clouds. And as a minister, I did a lot of funerals. I did quite a few funerals. And again, they would do in memorial little pamphlets to hand out brochures when people pass away. And oftentimes, if they didn't have the person's face on the front of the cover, they would have a picture of sunlight breaking through clouds. So let's talk about this idea that when we see, number one, none of us has ever seen God exactly as God is, and we won't get into all of that. But the one thing that we do see is that we see God as sunlight breaking through clouds. Now, what I find interesting is that it seems like when there are clouds that we miss the sun most. I know that seems self-evident, possibly even a little silly, but when it is cloudy, that is when we are most likely to complain or to be unhappy about the fact that the sunlight has not broken through. And then the sunlight breaks through and there is that feeling. So, think about that for a moment. I'd like to just invite you to think about that for a moment, that The best image we can come up with for God outside of using religious iconography, the only thing that we can, the best thing that we can come up with is sunlight breaking through clouds. And isn't that what the experience of God in your life feels like when you have had that experience? When it feels like there are just clouds and it feels like it's never going to break and it's never going to go away. And then all of a sudden, it starts to break through. My very first day of ministerial school took me 10 years to get the requisite requirements before I applied, and then I applied. It took me several years and I got accepted, and I went there, and my very first day, I was sitting there at 8 a.m. They came in at 8:15 and told me that my mother had had a heart attack and was dying. Now, I went to South Carolina where she was, and every time she would demonstrate some sort of improvement, medical professionals would tell me, well, we don't want to encourage you to have false hope. And I finally realized there's no such thing as false hope. It seemed like there was this enormous cloud that was gathered around my mother's life in that moment because we thought she was going to die. And so to continue this metaphor of clouds, what we wanted was for those clouds to break free. And people kept discouraging me from having hope. And like I said, I wrote on a note and put it next to her monitor, there is no such thing as false hope. Unfortunately, a nurse took it down. But I was making my point, and that is that in the times of darkness, in the times of fear, just as we are talking about right now, and just as a few moments ago, Nick was saying how difficult it is in today's climate to be positive, clouds form and they block us from seeing the light that is always there. The light is always there. The sunlight is always there. God is always there. Your version of God, however you choose to picture God. The point, remember, I'm never trying to talk anybody into any sort of religion or anything like that, but the point I'm making is that we see God best in relief. We see God best when God breaks through the clouds in our lives. And right now, we are in the cloudiest time I can remember in my life, by far. We have the protests going on. We have the coronavirus. We have states opening up. We have people wearing masks, yelling at people who aren't. We have people who aren't yelling at people who are. There is just so much clouds going on, so much cloud cover. And what we're looking for is God to break through. Now, the main point, I think the takeaway that I would like for you to get from this is a couple of things. Number one, no matter how cloudy things are, I want you to have a belief and a faith that there is a higher power, that there is a divine order, that things are working out the way they are supposed to. That's number one. The second thing is that we need to begin to look for small ways in which the clouds are parting. It's like, it's a cloudy day and we want to go outside and we wish the sun would come out, and the sun comes out enough just for us to enjoy our time, but we still have this feeling like there should be no clouds. So many people seem to walk around with this idea of there should be no clouds. When there's a problem, we often think of something being wrong. Something wrong will generate a problem. The thing is, oftentimes problems occurs. You know what happens? It just happens. Crap happens. And sometimes we're left with it. But if we look beyond the clouds, even if we look and try and figure out how we can see God in the midst of the clouds. You know, the interesting thing about the clouds is that not only do they obscure the sunlight, the clouds were created by the sun. It was the sun drying up all of the water and the moisture and everything, and also the sun reacting with the atmosphere that creates the place for the clouds to be and creates an environment for them to grow. Something is going to go wrong for you today. Some sort of a cloud is going to jump between you and something you want, something you need, something you'd like to have, or jump between you and God. And in this case, what I mean is it's going to jump between you and your peace of mind.
Because the more you're connected to a higher power, the more you trust, the more you relax, the more you don't feel like you need to worry to try and improve things, because that really only makes them more likely to happen and makes them worse, the more likely we embrace the fact that the sun is already shining and that the clouds are, even though they don't look like it, breaking up, the happier and the healthier we are as a result. I remember when I did my very first complaint-free trainers program, and we're going to be announcing and launching that again soon. It just didn't make sense to launch a program where I teach you to become a professional speaker when people can't get in a room together. But I've got this program that I'm working on, and one of the first people I trained was my own daughter, Leah, who goes by Amelia now. She's a grown woman, you know. Anyway, she goes, I trained her. And she was going to go and speak. Someone actually hired her to do a couple of speeches. And as she was going, I was so proud that my daughter was following in my footsteps to go and do a live speech. And I called her up and I said, I want you to know, number one, I'm very proud of you. And number two, something's going to go wrong. Something is going to go wrong. Because every day something goes wrong. Clouds get in our way, but behind the clouds is light. And if we have this idea like things shouldn't go wrong, have you ever had a day like that? I don't know about you, but I haven't. I've never had a day like that. I'm fully expecting a few things to go wrong today, and I'm also expecting myself to, number one, learn from them, and number two, grow through them and move through them. I am bigger than any problem that will present itself today. There's some affirmation. I am bigger than any problem that will present itself today. I can break through the clouds. So remember, the clouds are always there. If the idea is God is shown to us as breaking through the clouds, maybe we need the clouds. Maybe we need the challenges to remind ourselves of the good things that are behind them so that we can grow through them, so that we don't just sit there and go, well, that's that, and I'm never going to get up. I'm never going to try again, and that's all there is to it. So notice the clouds in your life and understand that they are normal and that you are bigger than they are. Cynthia Barcher says, positive thoughts your way, Nick. Stay safe. G'day from, I don't recognize that flag, Gaza. It's very small. It looks like a Swedish flag. I'm sorry. Lisa Bartel says, oh my goodness. Tamara Robinson-Saple says, good morning. Stop the mask shaming. I agree with that. That I like, says Patty. Thank you very much. Patty, of course, is our queen of sharers. She shares every single day. I invite you to do the same. Click share today and let other people be inspired and motivated by what it is that we are doing on a daily basis here in our Jump Starts. And remember, if you haven't checked out Complaint-Free Meditation yet, that's where we get together every morning and we meditate live. This is Liz Schmidt's view. Tammy Duryea just sent me her view as well. And so before I say goodbye so we can get started on our complaint-free meditation thing, I want to remind you, as you are going back to work, that every one of these jump starts is archived and that they are rarely that topical that you can't hear it the day after and get every bit as much out of it. And the same is true for the complaint-free meditation. All of those are archived for you, so you can go back and meditate. You can meditate several times a day, and I know several of you do as well. Australia, thank you very much, says Liz and Gaza. Thank you. I don't know flags. I know the American flag. I really don't know flags that well. I was literally sad about the clouds when I woke up this morning. Thank you for a different perspective. Oh, Jennifer, I'm so glad. Thank you. Biswa Ranhan says, nice. Thank you so much. Glad to hear that as well. Remember, the light is always shining behind the clouds. But like I said, maybe we need the clouds so that we can fully appreciate the light that's behind them. So that we can appreciate God, maybe we appreciate the problems in our life. And you know what? Maybe we cause most of the problems in our life. That's a whole nother jump start. Speaking of which, be sure and join me tomorrow morning, and we're going to have, tomorrow morning we are going to be, I just threw everything off by moving my mouse here just a minute. Tomorrow we're going to be jump-starting anger. I'm going to talk with you about some things I've learned about anger and how we can learn to manage and control it, and especially during this time of the coronavirus, when there are so many people who are angry and are shaming people who are wearing masks and not wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Heather Hunter, we're going to give you the last word. Hello from San Antonio. Thank you, Will, for all you do. Heather, it is my honor. I wake up every morning excited for this opportunity. So be sure and join me tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And for those of you who are part of my complaint-free meditation group, I will see you live in about 7 minutes. Those of you who are not a member, be sure and check it out, www.complaintfreemeditation.com. All right, enjoy today. Teddy and I will see you tomorrow morning. Love you all. Okay, bye-bye.